All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Thursday, March 16th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. Forecasters will put out another major flood outlook this week in the wake of near-record snowfall in parts of Minnesota. Forecasters already say there's an increasing chance the St. Croix River could reach major flood stage this spring. That'll be a 14-foot rise in the water level in the next few weeks. Stillwater Mayor Ted Kozlowski says that would be the worst flood for Stillwater since 2001. The mayor says the city will start closing riverside parks and sandbagging on Wednesday. Downtown businesses will remain open.
Flooding is always, you know, kind of painful for our town. But the one thing that's kind of cool, it's like a badge of honor in Stillwater to volunteer and sandbag. My parents talked about it when they were kids. My grandparents would talk about it when they were kids. Everybody kind of wants to step up and help, and so we always have just a tremendous amount of volunteers.
Kozlowski says it will take about 7 to 10 days to build a levee along the city's riverfront. He says they're more concerned about the duration of the flooding than the river levels. The city will host an informational flood meeting at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. And state officials have fired two top Department of Veterans Affairs administrators amid complaints about operations at the state's veterans home in Hastings. DFL State Senator Aaron Murphy disclosed the departures in a statement Sunday and also announced a hearing Tuesday evening about veterans home operations. Murphy, who chairs the Senate State and Local Government and Veterans Committee, said the state was responding to longstanding complaints about a hostile work environment and staffing and safety concerns at the Hastings Veterans Home. The Pioneer Press reported that Deputy Commissioner Doug Hughes, one of the two administrators who were dismissed, denied the allegations in an interview over the weekend. Hughes told the newspaper that staff objected to reasonable changes like working weekends instituted by Administrator Mike Anderson, who was also dismissed. The state operates 5 veterans homes in Hastings, Minneapolis, Fergus Falls, Laverne, and Silver Bay, and is building 3 more. And the St. Paul Public School District is offering cash incentives to new hires of up to $10,000. Elizabeth Schachman reports.
The district, which is the second largest in Minnesota, says it needs to fill 70 special education jobs this next year. To combat a teacher shortage, it says it will pay $10,000 bonuses for the first 70 special education licensed staff hired for the upcoming school year. The bonuses will be paid in 3 installments over 2 years. Current staff who get their license and sign on for these positions will also receive bonuses. The district is also promising incentives for special education assistants, mental health practitioners, behavior intervention specialists, and other licensed teachers. Other Minnesota districts are also struggling to hire staff for the upcoming academic year. According to the Association of Metropolitan School Districts, many have increased wages to address shortages.
That's NPR News reporter Elizabeth Schachman. And here's what else we're watching. Negotiations resumed today between St. Paul and a tri-council of unions representing about 300 public works, parks, sewer, and water employees in the city. This comes after a 10-day cooling-off period after the workers voted to authorize a strike on March 8th. Workers are seeking wages that keep up with inflation and a policy to prevent workplace violence. If negotiations break down, a work stoppage could start as early as tomorrow. In sports, Gustavus Adolphus College is celebrating the school's first ever national championship. The women's hockey team won the Division III championship in 3 overtimes on Sunday, beating Amherst 2-1. In other hockey news, 3 Minnesota teams have been selected to play in the 16-team NCAA men's hockey tournament. They include the Minnesota Gophers, St. Cloud State, and Minnesota State Mankato. And the Minnesota Whitecaps women's professional hockey team has advanced to the Premier Hockey Federation title game. The Whitecaps play the winner of tonight's game between Toronto and Connecticut for the Isobel Cup. And the Timberwolves play the Knicks tonight in New York. The boys' basketball tournament also starts tomorrow with games at Target Center and Williams Arena. And here's a look at the weather. There's a winter storm watch Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night in the northwest, north central, and north shore parts of Minnesota. Skies will be mostly cloudy tonight with lows from 5 to 12 in northern Minnesota and from 19 to 27 in the south. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. There's a chance of snow in the central and northern parts of Minnesota. There's a chance of rain in the south. Highs will be in the mid-20s to the lower 30s in the north and from the mid-30s to the lower 40s in the south. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.